This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Oh yeah, it is Wednesday. We're midweek, everybody. That means we are making progress to this week. And we've got a lot to talk about on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment, something on your mind this morning, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, if you want to find me on Facebook, or if you want to find me on X. And there's no great way to say that. Find me on X. Yeah, X. You know, it just doesn't roll off the tongue, does it? All right, so once again, folks, a lot to talk about this morning as we head into hour number two. Greetings to those who are just joining us right now here in hour number two. We had a great first hour, and we're glad that you're there as well. We want to just sort of recap, of course, what's happening in Israel. We understand, of course, from the AP, you know that we've had several more hostages that have been brought out again, of course, and the idea is to try to extend this ceasefire even further. But that, of course, remains to be seen. But the ratio of how many Palestinians are being released in comparison to the Israeli hostages, there were two Thais as well that were also released in this latest round. The ratio is very low comparatively. And so that, you know, and it's interesting, too, because Hamas came across the border, as we all know. They took the hostages. Earlier I was seeing some of the video that was being replayed again from the actual Hamas fighters that were killed, of course, and then the body cam video was accessible just to see how systematically they were going through these homes and so forth is just absolutely chilling. It should not be, it just never should have happened. There's no doubt about that. So again, we've got 10 Israeli hostages that came back, 9 women, a 17-year-old girl, and 2 Thais were handed over to the Red Cross in Gaza and were on their way back to Israeli territory. But now, of course, an extended ceasefire could mean more aid going into Gaza. But of course, at the same time, we know that Hamas is using this downtime in order to try to regroup. But the evidence that's out there, folks, the tunnels, all these different things, should be rallying the world to the side of Israel to simply say, look, this kind of thing can't happen. Terrorist groups like this are absolutely unacceptable. And even to that end, the House voted on a resolution on Tuesday, yesterday, to affirm Israel's right to exist. But here we go. Rashida Tlaib, she voted present, by the way, and Representative Thomas Massie, who's a Republican, actually voted against it. Now, the resolution states, folks, that denying Israel's right to exist is a form of anti-Semitism. Yeah, that seems to be the ultimate expression of anti-Semitism. If you deny that the state of Israel has a right to exist. So Thomas Massie goes to X and says, I agree with the title reaffirming the state of Israel's right to exist and much of the language. So, you know, he's going to nuance this stuff. Well, you know, I've got a nuanced opinion and so forth. I don't know in this case that that's really a good thing. He says, but I'm voting no on the resolution because it equates anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is deplorable, but expanding it to include criticism of Israel is not helpful. Again, he posted this on X. Well, following World War II and the Holocaust, the United Nations carved out the modern-day state of Israel. But Israel dates back, of course, thousands of years, going back to King David in Jerusalem and so forth, and the temple and all that. And it seems to me that for Massey to come out and just say, well, it equates anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, and I guess I'm just making an assumption here. I guess anti-Zionism, it means that, well, you know, I'm just going to, you know, the Jews can have their religion and can have their fun and all this kind of stuff, but they can't have the state of Israel. Well, that seems to me, as I said, to be really the ultimate expression of what anti-Semitism is really all about these days, because that is the actual position of Hamas, right? And unfortunately, many others. Not just in the Arab world, but in other parts of the world, and even in this country. And as we'll hear John Kennedy here in a little bit, I think we'll have time to listen to a brief audio quote from him on the other side of the break. He talks about the idea of people in Washington who have these very strange sort of viewpoints on Israel and the Jewish people. So this is, again, this is far from over, and this is something that it literally feels like a switch got thrown somewhere and the world is plunged into this and people are choosing up sides. And so many of us are just scratching our heads saying, how is this really possible? Because, you know, it seems so intuitive that the terror groups aren't the good guys in this. The terror groups are not the ones who are, you know, the George Washingtons, and they're fighting a righteous fight against Israel. And that just never has rung true. But there are those who, you know, try to twist it into making it sound true. All right, folks, what do you think about this? 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming right back after the break. Stay right there. Lots more to talk about on this Wednesday edition.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Wednesday edition of the broadcast. And we're glad that you're there. And we're glad to be here. I'll tell you what, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have something to talk about, an opinion to give. We just heard the Nancy Pelosi debt forgiveness line, and that was the original line, right? That was the original line that Nancy Pelosi said about the student loans, debt forgiveness, and these kinds of things. But then she eventually changed her tune. But we wanted to play that one because this from Business Insider, 813,000 student loan borrowers are now getting emails that their loans are wiped out following Biden's recent, quote, reforms. Okay, it's being listed as a reform. Check your email. Thousands of student loan borrowers are starting to receive emails from Biden after their balances have been reduced to zero. On Tuesday, the White House announced about 813,000 borrowers who had their accounts adjusted in August will start to receive an email from President Joe Biden congratulating them on their loans being forgiven due to the Education Department's one-time account adjustment to evaluate which borrowers have met the qualifying payment threshold on their repayment plan. Sounds complex. A White House official said that the ongoing relief borrowers are seeing comes on the heels of many borrowers not getting proper credit towards payments made on income-driven repayment plans, which are intended to give borrowers payments based on their income with the promise of forgiveness after 20 or 25 years. Congratulations, your student loan has been forgiven because of actions by my administration took to make sure you receive the relief you earned and deserve. for too long. Student loan program, the student loan program failed to live up to its commitments. Millions of you, like millions like you, never got the relief you were owed because of errors and administrative failures. I vowed to fix that, and I'm proud that my administration has delivered on that promise. Well, this, you could just file this under the same thing that this whole thing started with, and that is we're trying to get young people to like President Biden, okay? Even back when they actually started this thing, or the notion of this thing, and Nancy Pelosi even came out and said the president does not have the right to forgive things and so forth, in a general sense. You know, that was all based on the idea that we got to try to get people to vote for us during the midterms. And they knew, they knew for sure that this was going to take a long time to go through courts and so forth, eventually in the manner that it was originally presented. Of course, it wasn't something he could do. And they know that. They know it's going to take time. But they're going to lie about it anyway because, you know, what's, you know, otherwise you just waste a good lie, right? I mean, it, eventually it'll come out, but, you know, well, why not? Just keep doing it, you know, because it's getting us votes, right? It's just getting us votes. And that's, you know, that was the plan. That was the plan, Stan. And then suddenly they got through the midterms. There was no red wave and so forth. It's like, all right, good. All right, well, on to the next thing. So, at the very least, they're getting, this is now, now occurring. So anyway, yeah, so Nancy Pelosi, she had it right the first time, and then she went back, and she kind of, well, there, that thing goes again. That thing's just not staying in place, is it? That's just not staying in place. But at any rate, so Nancy Pelosi, you know, she had it right the first time, didn't she? And then she went back and sort of changed her tune, because they figured out, oh, at least my speculation is, that they figured it out and said, oh, okay, well, great. You know, well, we can use this. It doesn't matter. We'll just use it. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. Let's briefly listen. This is a brief quote from Senator John Kennedy. He's a Republican, of course, from Kentucky. And I love Senator John Kennedy. I just think that I just love the way that he puts things, his perspective, his choice of words, you know, it's always not just entertaining, but it's always spot on. And he says it in a way that just, again, is just very compelling. But he has this to say to President Biden about Israel. And so far, you'll hear him say, so far, we have supported Israel. Let's listen in.
Mr. President, so far, the United States is standing behind Israel, as it should, in Israel's fight against Hamas. So far. Don't go wobbly on us, President Biden. Don't go wobbly on us.
All right, stop right there. I hate to say I think that works on a couple of different levels, but we understand what Senator Kennedy is talking about. And the pressure to go wobbly on Israel has been overwhelming in so many ways. And not just from people that you see out in the streets and they're protesting free Palestine and from the river to the sea. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't even know what the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, means. And that's another discussion. But it's actually coming from the Biden administration's own State Department and others, that this just seems to be almost like a weird, you know, almost spooky kind of an attitude, a mindset against Israel right now. Let's continue. This, of course, Senator Kennedy speaking in the Senate. Let's continue.
But some people in Washington seem confused as to why America backs Israel. Now, I've seen a lot of hand-wringing from folks who want...
All right, we're going to continue with that here in just a moment here. And as we were talking about Senator Kennedy, absolutely has, I think, the right way of looking at this and doing and saying what he's saying about Israel, because it's obvious that that there are those in Washington, as he was beginning to point out there, there are those in Washington who do seem to be pretty confused about what why the United States actually supports Israel. And that is really kind of a mind-boggling thing, isn't it? It's really kind of a mind-boggling thing as to why that's happening. You know, if only because the carnage that we saw was so grisly and abundant. And it just, at what point can anybody say, well, sure, well, I mean, we understand this is all justifiable. This is all justifiable somehow. Because, of course, it's not. I don't know in what universe somebody can justify this at all. All right, I think we've got Senator Kennedy's audio back here real quick, so let's bring that back up and check it out. Senator John Kennedy.
Terrorist attacks of October 7th. Before we can condemn Hamas and hold its supporters accountable. President Obama has even suggested that somehow we are all complicit in the bloodshed. And some people promoting this idea of nuance frankly believe that Israel got what it deserves. Now, they don't say that, but that's what they believe. They believe that Israel got what it deserved.
Now, a lot of times you think that John Senator Kennedy can be kind of almost whimsical. Sometimes he's very funny. Sometimes he's very comical in the way that he can express things, express a truth, but in such a funny way that it just really hits the mark. But I didn't hear anything funny from Senator Kennedy at that point. Did you? I did not. Because he was being incredibly serious. And it is incredibly serious when you have this much division on something that should be pretty much a slam dunk. Well, folks, when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, we've got a lot more to talk about. 949-822-7959.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
U.S. USA News Update. Hamas released an additional 12 hostages as part of the extended ceasefire with Israel. The temporary pause in fighting was prolonged for an extra 2 days. 30 Palestinian detainees, including 15 women and 15 minor males, are set to be released from Israeli prisons. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test.
Now look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country. And he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting that the situation may be too challenging for him to manage. This might be the best bowl game of the year. Whichever team wins the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year gets to eat a giant Pop-Tart. Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the Wednesday edition. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. 949-822-7959. You can also send me a direct message. Simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. We'd love to hear from you, and you can send me a direct message there. All right. So once again, folks, there is a lot more to talk about as we head through this segment. Now, here's something that kind of caught my eye earlier and my ear, for that matter, and that is, you know, Stevie Wonder is obviously, and I'm just going to echo what Corinne Jean-Pierre, well, you'll hear her say in a few moments, that he is an icon and all these kinds of things. You know, I remember once I heard an interview with Paul McCartney, and when he got together with Stevie Wonder to make a record, you know, he'd say things like, Stevie Wonder would say things like, well, you know, You missed this part on the bass on that section. You know, you can fix that or whatever. You know, words to that effect. And, I mean, this is Paul McCartney, you know, you're talking to. And you know, so Stevie Wonder just has such an immense musical talent that it's you can't even measure it. I think it's just not measurable. But listen to this exchange. This is April Ryan, a correspondent, talking to Corinne Jean-Pierre about a serious conversation that she had with Stevie Wonder. This is going to knock your socks off. Let's listen in. I think we have it. We might have to wait just a moment here as we get that lined up. So that's right. Here it is again. April Ryan talking to Karine Jean-Pierre.
An in-depth conversation with Stevie Wonder last night, who is...
I love Stevie Wonder.
Again, for the serious question, I had an in-depth conversation with Stevie Wonder last night, who is asking, requesting a meeting with the president. He's very concerned about the black agenda falling along the wayside and issues like laws of 50 years ago that are now being abolished or gutted to include issues like the Voting Rights Act, what happened in Arkansas last week, affirmative action, Supreme Court, as we've seen it, ban on books, and he's also even brought up issues of the Congo and the lack of information from the White House. Is the White House amenable to sitting down with Stevie Wonder, who has met with presidents throughout history, to include Ronald Reagan? He was one of the major impetus for getting the holiday for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and also he was one of those who worked with President Obama in his efforts to become president. Is this president amenable to meeting with Stevie Wonder, who has these concerns?
Okay, stop right there. Okay, first of all, the audio, of course, is recorded almost across the room, it seems like, and April Ryan is wearing a mask at the same time. So it's kind of it's hard to be intelligible altogether. But that being said, is this the way that, number one, you set up a meeting with the President of the United States by simply going to the press briefing room and asking if he's amenable to doing that? But now you heard April Ryan give these sort of recitations of, you know, Stevie Wonder had met with Ronald Reagan and so forth, and, you know, at the time when getting the Martin Luther King holiday together and so forth. Now listen to what Karine Jean-Pierre, how she responds to that. She pretty much just kind of mirrors whatever April Ryan just said, and she's kind of hunting around for a way to respond to this, and then it gets worse. Then she says, well, I'm not aware of any meeting. That wasn't the question. The question is, would the president be amenable to meeting with Stevie Wonder? And, you know, I think the immediate answer should be, well, probably sure. Let's, you know, well, it's up to the president, the schedule and so forth. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't, this kind of thing. You know, but I don't know. Then that's just open season for all celebrity icons to go to the press briefing room, I guess. But let's continue. Let's listen in.
And you're right, April. What you just laid out in your question is incredibly important. And so we take that very, very seriously here. Can I just say a couple things about Stevie Wonder? He is indeed an icon who's made tremendous contributions to the civil rights movement and also voting rights. And as you just listed out, he was one of the main voices in getting Dr. Martin Luther King Day, and we appreciate that. We appreciate his brilliance, and we appreciate what he's been able to do on behalf of the community. So I can't, as far as a meeting with the president, certainly I'm not aware of any meetings with Mr. Wonder or any scheduled meetings.
Okay, stop right there. And this is because, you know, there's nothing written down in the binder about this. That's kind of a sad thing, isn't it? There's nothing written down in the binder about it. You know, I'm not aware of any. I'm telling you, this thing is not staying in place this morning. Duct tape, I think, is probably the answer. But let's listen in a little bit more to what Karine Jean-Pierre is saying, because that wasn't the question. The question isn't, are you aware of any meetings?
Obviously at this time, but I also want to say that on the president's first day in this administration, he has taken this very seriously as it relates to what we're seeing, right, as it relates to racial inequality. He called it one of the four major crises that we have to deal with as a country when he stepped into office. And one of the things that you know, and I know you've covered this very closely, he signed an executive order to initiate a whole of government approach to implementing his equity agenda.
Okay, so that's Karine Jean-Pierre. Now, one of the reasons this question is even coming up, right, is because recently there was some polling that basically showed that in terms of the African-American community, in terms of black voters, they were evidently going away from President Biden to a great degree. We had this quote on the program not too long ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, somewhere in there, if I recall correctly. But this is Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett talking about Biden's drop in the support for black Americans because their feelings are dictating their reality. So here we go again. If you're worried about Bidenomics and you feel bad about how the economy is going and your bank account and all the stuff you have to pay for and the fact that it's all a lot more, well, just wait a minute. That's not the reality of it. The reality is thus and such. So here we go again. Now, this again, Representative Jasmine Crockett, she's saying basically that that black voters, she's saying that black voters don't get it. No, but I think that they do. They do. That's the point. Let's listen to her quote here real briefly.
Here's the deal. Perception is reality. And so when you look at the data that was provided in this poll, it talks about how people feel. And when people decide whether they're going to the poll or whether they're not going to the poll, it's all about how you feel in that moment. And so while the facts may not align with their feelings, their feelings are dictating their reality. Their reality is that they said that they feel better or they felt better when Trump was in office. But we've been trying to push back. We've got some very popular African-American artists that are out here saying things like, oh, I got checks when Trump was in office. I want those checks again, not understanding that that really came from Congress. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of things, the perception issue, and then we also have an issue as it relates to civics in this country and people not understanding exactly how any of this works.
Can you believe that? I honestly, you know, and we've got some artists who are saying it was great to get some checks and so forth. You know, I guess at this point, you know, but my takeaway from all this is that Stevie Wonder is not buying any of this, okay? And Stevie Wonder is not happy about how things are going from the Biden administration vis-a-vis African-American issues and so forth. So I just don't know that the, well, you just don't get it sort of argument is going to work. But here's the deal, though, folks. Here, I'm going to do a Joe Biden. Here's the deal, right? No joke. Biden says that a lot, too. No joke. The idea, of course, in America is to provide opportunity. The idea in America is to provide opportunity no matter where you come from in terms of your ethnicity, your background, this kind of thing, or what your ethnic makeup is, what color your skin is, your heritage, any of those things. America is supposed to be the land of opportunity. And how you bring people together, number one, and Stevie Wonder does this amazingly through music, number one, that's right. But second of all, the way you bring people together is to make that opportunity accessible so that it doesn't matter in the end, right, what color your skin is, this kind of thing. That is the purpose and the dream of America. And President Trump arguably was accomplishing that so much better than the same old tried and true sort of racial pigeonholing and this kind of stuff that's gone on. It's got to be a new day. We got to have a different approach. And things were better. People were better off back when Trump was president.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Continuing on here through the Wednesday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Great pleasure to be with you this morning, of course, in the overnight hours across the United States. And if you have a question or comment, don't forget our toll-free telephone line, but it's 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Well, we've reached our next Trucker Travel Report, and on the other side of that, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right into the song as we keep you going, keep you pumping throughout the overnight hours, keep you going down the road, whatever it is that you're doing. I like to bring this back every once in a while. This is Martin Briley, and this is The Salt in My Tears.
You Riley. Salt in My Tears. Now, this is a great rock and roll record. Especially this solo. This just absolutely cooks. All right, a lot of fun there. I like that song. Actually, that song's from a little bit, not so super way back, but it's definitely, it's a great sound. It's kind of like a wall sound, and it's definitely a very, very intense song. Let's just put it that way. So welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Let's take a look at our weather here for our truckers and our travelers out there across the highways and byways of the land. Last hour, of course, we were looking at some freeze warnings. This mostly now in the California Central Valley from Bakersfield all the way up to about Merced, but south of Stockton. So if you're on Interstate 5 or if you're on California 99, you've got that happening there. Freeze warning also around California City, Edwards Air Base, also up towards Ridgecrest. We also have freeze warnings going on along the Louisiana coast through Mississippi, Alabama, through Florida, all the way down to about Ocala, where it becomes a frost advisory there, and then up the east coast through Savannah and Charleston, and then up towards Georgetown and North Myrtle Beach, and then up to Wilmington, Wilmington, North Carolina. So be aware of that. Then for our friends in Georgia, again, we've got relative humidities of 30% or less. That's also, you can have some winds with that, but dry fuels, that means high fire danger conditions can be expected. This from, through, Georgia and then up through, eastern Tennessee and eastern Kentucky this morning. Then also up for our friends in Washington State right now, got a dense fog advisory as you come along I-90. If you're, in the Moses Lake area heading up towards, towards Spokane, you've got that happening. There's also a lot of air stagnation in that same area. Right now, air stagnation covering almost all of the state of Oregon this morning and then into parts of southern Idaho near Boise. And then a winter weather watch, winter storm watch, I should say, that's happening just east of Portland, Oregon, down towards passing Eugene, almost down to Rosenberg. So you want to be aware of that there as well. In terms of precipitation on our map this morning, we're taking a look at the same that we saw last hour. This is going to be near Sacramento. Well, it's actually, I should say, it's really west of Sacramento. But it's if you're in the Santa Rosa, Clear Lake area, up, let's see, down through Fairfield, Livermore, San Jose, San Francisco, Salinas, you've got rain right now. There may be some rain coming into Southern California as we head through Wednesday and then into Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Looks like something else might be coming in as we head towards the weekend there in Southern California. But we also, again, continue to see a little bit of snow out there on the map. So certainly if you're near Oswego, you've got some snow in that area. Let's see here. Also Traverse City, Michigan, and then up through into the UP, Munsing, down towards Escanaba, looks like, and then also Marquette, Michigan. We've got some snow on the radar there. So that's what it's looking like out there, folks. And once again, it's time to join our good friend, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, we've got a great show going this morning, and just a lot to talk about. Don't even know where to start. What are you thinking about this morning?
Well, Hamas broke the ceasefire thing. There were three interesting explosions and really almost, personal gunfights yesterday in Gaza. So I'm real curious as to what Israel is going to do here at this point. We know that we couldn't trust Hamas, but now we really can't trust Hamas. So exactly where is Qatar in all of this in Egypt? But more than that, where is the Biden White House on this? I hope during this time that Israel has adjusted their target list and their timeline. Because I think if I were Israel, I'd finish this thing off by Sunday, you know, period. You know, just the, level the place. And, you know, the Palestinians and Hamas and, you know, anybody else, wherever they are, you know, they're going to end up on the Sinai or put them on a plane to Jordan. But the other real disturbing thing is that we're finding out that some of the hostages have actually been transferred out of the possession of Hamas to another terror, associated terror group. Wow. Nobody is really defining who that is. But it very well could be the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And that should change the discussion already dramatically.
And, so, and that's going to include as well the Americans that are left in terms of the hostages. And I don't know that we have any updated information on the number of Americans. It was 8 to 9 last I heard from Kirby.
Yeah, I don't think they really know or they're telling us the truth. But, you know, last I heard it was 4. So I don't know what the number really is. But the 10-month-old baby that I think is the youngest, I think maybe now is 11 months, is the one that's actually, interestingly enough, one of the ones that's been transferred to another terror group.
Oh, exactly. Well, and that also that brings a whole host of new problems because...
Well, exactly.
Yeah, you've
exactly
got...
Exactly right.
Yeah, so who's negotiating with them? Is it just via Hamas or how do... You know, those are these questions that we would have.
Well, and so we have our director of the CIA, Burns. He's in Qatar now. Negotiating what or having talks with... Qatar about, well, we have no idea. But I'm sure that he's not taking the same kind of aggressive approach that a Ron DeSantis or a Nikki Haley or a Donald Trump.
I think you're right about that. All right, stay right there, Denise, folks. We're going to be right back after this. 949-822-7959, top of the hour news coming up, and then we're right back and your calls, too.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.